Now, these are just sort of physical things. You can do this in the area of eating. You can do this in the area of your relationships. Most of our relationships are a function of paradigms. We relate to each other in the way that we have been told is the only way that you can relate. And so when someone else says something to us that we find offensive, we immediately respond with anger. And that's a paradigm. In Everyday Wisdom, this little book of quotes, my favorite quote in there is this whole idea that if you really want to improve the quality of your relationships, whatever you pay to get in here tonight, just this one little sentence will really dramatically alter your relationships. And I'm not just talking about the person that you live with. I'm talking about people that you meet on the street, people that you work with, people that wait on you in restaurants, whomever they are. When you have the choice, and you always do, to be right or to be kind, just pick kind. It's a whole new paradigm. I no longer have to be right. Whew. Now there is a shift in awareness that will lead you to higher consciousness. Someone says, you really are an asshole. And you say, I appreciate you pointing that out. You know, I really do behave like a jerk a lot. And having someone to point it out to me really probably will help me to transcend that. It's very nice of you. See, when you have... The subtitle of my new book is called Making the Decision to be Free. Making the Decision to be Free. Now, freedom... The best definition I ever heard of freedom was offered by Florinda Donner in a wonderful book called Being in Dreaming. And Florinda Donner defined it this way. She said, freedom is the absolute lack of concern about yourself. Now that's freedom.